usual, I don't have the name of the track, nor the name of the group, but it doesn't really matter because we actually have the very musicians, singers and authors, composers of that great music and with us in the studio today, and you're very welcome. We got Massimo and Lara.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
I suppose we start, Lara. What's the name of the group? This is off an album, a new album, yeah? New CD.
This is a CD we released about 1 year ago, and we are working on a new one, and it'll be released soon, I hope, in the next month or two. The title of this song was Order More Than You Can Eat. We are Banda Zingara, and it's an Italian name that means gypsy band. And this is because we moved from Italy. We are kind of modern European travelers nowadays. That's what we believe. The title of the song was Order More Than You Can Eat, and it was inspired by something I read on the wall of a fast food restaurant. Can I say the name? It's Eddie Rockets. And I noticed this thing, support Eddie, order more than you can eat. And I just was petrified by this because I just thought it was an insult to all the people who die of starvation in the world. And I've traveled enough to see what's happening in the world. I've traveled in India and Nepal and Asia a lot. And nowadays everybody should know what's the problem of poverty, like we were listening before as well. So I believe that we all eat maybe a bit more than we should. There are people in the world who eat too much and people who don't eat at all, and this is a shame.
So a recent report in England said that obesity is actually causing more for the health service than even cigarettes, that people are eating far too much. But a question is, maybe Massimo, you could answer, is maybe a moral message, for instance, that you're trying to, is a way for people to morally convert into doing what's right? Or is there any more material or practical ways in which society might change for the better?
Well, I'm not a healer, so I couldn't say that. What we can do is, I mean, trying to tell our truth. And our truth is what we see every day, you know, in the normal life. So I got no solution, unfortunately. I wish, but I'm not a politician, and, you know. But
communication, sorry, Rob, if I interrupt, but communication, I believe, is maybe not the solution, but at least it's something. It's very important to share this common awareness of what's happening in the world. So information is very important. Radio stations are very important. And art is very important. What is happening in Dublin, in Ireland now, it's very important because this is enormous enrichment and growing for this community, you know, and for Europe and the world, maybe. So that's what I believe.
So would consumption patterns, definitely, that's where things really begin as far as people's everyday action and their impact on the world, is their consumption patterns. Whether they buy coffee that's been maybe grown by people who've been exploited, you know?
Sure, yeah. Fair trade, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Okay, and okay. What part of Italy do you come from, or have you been there since Berlusconi took over, or does that make an impact on you?
We come from Rome.
I'm from Rome. Yeah, I'm very close to Rome, 40 kilometers from Rome. It's on the seaside. It's a beautiful place.
Uh-huh. Al mare. And what about Berlusconi? Have you been there since Berlusconi took over the second time in 2000, I think? And what has happened to Italy since Berlusconi, Forza Italia, took over?
Well, since then we have moved from Italy, okay? And this is one of the main. This is one of the main reasons. No, I'm joking. It's not one of the main reasons. But anyway, talking with many friends of mine, I realized that most of the people, especially students, are moving away, actually, from Italy, because it's very hard to get a job, even if you are graduate. You know, what is changing now? Well, the funny thing is that almost every day Berlusconi is able to invent a new law according to his interest, you know, and the people are watching it. And it seems that there is no reaction because there is so desperation that it's like there is nothing to do, you know. But
he controls a lot of the media as well. Well,
let's say 90% of the media. And then another funny thing is that a few weeks ago, he came up to the TV telling to all the people that there is something, that it's a shame because Italy, it's a shame because all the communication is manipulated. You know, so something like this from Berlusconi is going to be very funny because he owns the 90% of communication, television and magazine, newspapers and everything. So you see, it's like a joke. It's like comedia.
A bit like George Orwell, 1984.
Yeah. Seems like these artists, writers, always have the antenna, and they can foresee what's going to happen. And George Orwell is one of those. Yeah.
Back to communication again.
Yeah.
It's very good. Well, you were going to say something there, Larry. Did I interrupt you there? Sorry.
Just thinking of Berlusconi, just get angry, you know. He's a joke. He's a very funny man.
He said he was against the war in Iraq.
Yeah, he says so many things. This is funny about it. That's the shame of my country, you know. I'm very proud of being born in a country like Italy because I reckon it's beautiful and there is so much culture and history in my country. But I am ashamed of my country's ruled by a man like this, you know. And he knows, obviously, he knows everything. He knows how these things are. And he knows how to laugh at people. He knows how to laugh at the people who vote him, you know. I can't understand why people keep voting him, because he keeps saying, I will give you jobs, I will give you this, I'll give you that, but it's always a lie. Nowadays, we should know, after 50 years of democracy, Democrazia Cristiana, after all, I think it was better, you know.
It's a strange word, democracy, though, isn't it?
It's the biggest paradox of our times, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people may be just quite disillusioned now, not just with Berlusconi, but even with the corruption, and maybe it was the mafia before, the 'Ndrangheta, I think, in Calabria now.
Yeah.
And how this is all mixed up with politics. We have our own mafia here mixed up in politics, but that's another story.
That's an old story.
It's a little bit more subtle here. But do you think democracy is a little bit of a deception for everybody?
Nowadays, so all of us should understand that it is. We've been manipulated, and it's a very nice word. That's what I believe. But unfortunately, everyone who tries to get something and to just, you know, working only for their own interests, and then they can say, yeah, we can rule the world and we make you live in a better place, but we know it's not going to happen. And I also believe that times should be ready for a kind of world revolution. We all feel there is something going wrong. We feel like this world is turning on the other way around, but I still believe that still people don't die of starvation in a country like in a democratic country like Italy, like Ireland, whatever. History teaches us that revolutions have been made with the people dying of starvation, so poverty, and a middle class who thinks, who is able to think. That's what revolutions have been about. So
people say that money buys power at the moment in so-called democracy, but I heard a friend, there was Kieran O'Reilly from the Catholic Worker once said that this world is the sort of message that's been generated is one by the media and by people who got vested interest in the status quo, is one of personal optimism and social despair, and the idea is to trust in the individual and not to trust in community. Now, this is a community radio station, so we're obviously trying to put obviously some sort of different message. But maybe it's before we go on too much, before I go on too much, rather, should we maybe we take another song? We have two guitars in the studio.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Okay, we are going to play a song called Riding Through the Sea. And it's all in Italian, okay? And apart from the chorus that it sang in English. And this is a story about a man or a woman, it depends, that takes a trip, a journey from he doesn't know where and why, just at the end of the song, he starts to realize that he doesn't know if he's running away from something or he's looking for something. So that's
maybe both.
Yeah, maybe both.
We'd like to dedicate this song to Ireland, to this magic country. We traveled till here for a reason.
Riding through the sea.
That's it.
Bravissimo.
Grazie.
That's really good. Okay, that's fantastic. Just to remind you again, so the name of the group is
Banda Zingara.
Banda Zingara.
Yeah, most of the people used to say Banda Zingara.
Banda Zingara.
Yeah, but it's the same.
Okay, same thing. And yeah. this CD that you did this song. I don't know if it's on the CD, but you have a CD. The track that we played, the first track that we played.
Yeah.
And what is on that? I mean, you've got is that is on sale in most shops? I'm sorry for tripping over.
Yes.
Yeah.
This you could find this album in Tower Records, uh-huh. in Wicklow Street, and also at Rod Records.
Yeah,
in Fade Street, I think.
Right.
It's just behind the Market Arcade.
Very good.
And we are going to release, as Maria Laura said before, another one very soon.
And you're gigging as well?
Yes, we are gigging as well. Uh-huh. And we are playing in two, acoustic and with a band as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not very easy playing in venues here in Dublin, you know, big venues. So we prefer sometimes playing just in two for this reason,
yeah.
because it's not possible playing with all the band all the time. You know,
yeah, sure.
we like to do that, but uh-huh. sometimes we
you're flexible.
Yeah, very flexible. And actually, we are playing also. We are trying to give our original songs and playing, you know, open mics sessions.
Yeah.
There are many here in Dublin, I'd say, and they're very interesting. You can find songwriters, even not only Irish people, but actually last week we met a couple of girls from Germany, very good. Uh-huh. And there was another guy from New York, and then an Irish was singing in French as well. So it's quite interesting, you know. In these sessions you could find different people and, you know, having an exchange of opinions, yeah. about music, about songwriting, about
like a musical community.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Not only that.
Uh-huh. But as well, okay. Well, I think we've actually run out of time, which is a terrible pity. But maybe we'll actually record a few live songs, maybe, because we didn't have enough time to do real music because of my waffling anyway, especially. But if I think that's it for us today. Me tripping over myself. I think I'll try to get some sleep next time. And what happened anyway? This is Majority World. This programme originally went out between 4:30 and 5:30 on a Thursday. You can hear it again between 9 and 10 o'clock on a Friday morning. And I've been Robbie Sinnott, and thank you very much to Bandit Singara and to Ian MacDonald.
Thanks to you.
And thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.
And you can email us at majorityworld@nearfm.ie. I really have not with it today. And you can also text us 087 69 44 500. So to everybody, we'll go out on track 5 if there's time, or maybe straight to ads. But for everybody, from all the three of us here, ciao.
Northeast Access Radio. This is Near FM.